Mysore Dashera, Royal Dashera festivities. I grew up in Punjab, where they celebrate Dashera to mark the victory of good over evil. The effigies of Ravan, Meghnath and Kumbhkarn are burnt as a symbol of Lord Rama's triumph. A few years ago, I went to Kullu to experience Dashera. Over there, they celebrate it as a get-together of gods from the region. Last year, during the lockdown, I witnessed Mysore Dashera celebrations. Mysore's traditional name is Mysuru, a truncation of two words, Mahishasura Uru, or the town of Mahishasura. While the core thought behind Mysore Dashera is good trouncing evil, there is no Lord Ram or Ravana. Instead, it is about Goddess Chamundeshwari killing the demon Mahishasur. Mysore Dashera, a royal tradition. Raja Vodiyar I began the tradition of Royal Dashera celebrations in 1610 CE. This year's celebration on the 5th of October will mark the 412th anniversary of Mysore Dashera. These celebrations revolve around a grand procession involving tableaus, folk performers, troops, horses and elephants. They flag off the procession from the Mysore Palace and it culminates at Bani Mandap, a distance of around 5 km. But last year, because of the COVID lockdown, while they maintained the traditional grandeur, the procession did not step outside the Mysore Palace precincts. The preparations begin early. A month before Dashera, the royal palace hosts a few elephants from the nearby Nagarhole National Park. These pachyderms rehearse every day to get used to the route and crowds. After all, they are the protagonists of the famous Jumbo Savari in Mysore Dashera. City administration's role in Mysore Dashera celebrations. In Karnataka, they celebrate Mysore Dashera as Nada Habba or state festival. The local administration decorates and illuminates the entire city. Over 100,000 bulbs illuminate the palace alone. The 30 district development councils of Karnataka send their theme-based tableaus. Of these, they award the 3 best tableaus. Winning this award is a matter of pride for the districts. The local authorities organize Kavi Sammelan or poetry conference, sports meet, food festival, film festival and more for Dashera celebrations. Karnataka Exhibition Authority also organizes a Dashera exhibition in Dodakere Maidan. Crown jewel of Mysore Dashera, Jumbo Savari. The highlight of the procession is the Jumbo Savari or the elephant's procession. The lead elephant carries a golden howdah or a seat with a canopy. 60 kilograms of gold covers this 700 kilo wooden structure. Till 1971, the Mysore ruler rode this howdah during the procession. But after the abolition of Privy Purse in 1971, Goddess Chamundeshwari's idol now rides in this howdah. While the lockdown curtailed the procession last year, this year the procession will do its entire 5 km route. If you have not seen this spectacle, land up in Mysore a day earlier to enjoy the citywide illumination and experience this unique celebration firsthand. Pin this royal celebration.